What's up, everybody, and welcome back to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly. I'm trying to sound a lot more perky than you. You sound like you're, like, are you depressed?
Do I not sound perky?
You sound depressed.
Oh, well, I'm not depressed at all. I'm upbeat, I'm perky, I'm ready to roll. I've been playing video games all freaking day long. I had a buddy come over, and we proceeded to play NBA 2K16 for the majority of the day, and a little bit of Rocket League sprinkled in with some NFL action today. It's been a crazy day, but I'm glad we got to top it all off, the end of the weekend. It sucks that The Walking Dead comes at the end of the weekend.
Because I know.
It's like,
it'd be great if it was Friday.
I know, you're so excited about it, and then, but you know when it's over with, you're like, ooh, I gotta go to stinky work tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. That's the big thing that's always been for me, because during the season, I'm always so excited for
to get to Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no.
No, why am I so excited?
We got to the end of it. Boo.
Yeah, no.
We're here to talk about the episode we just watched, which was episode number 5, entitled Now. And so do you feel vindicated?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I guess maybe I've been saying it for a long time.
Only like 3 or 4 seasons,
I know,
now.
But I figured if I said Maggie was pregnant long enough, eventually it would happen. And guess what, y'all bitches? It did.
It did happen. Yeah, this is a really slow episode for the most part. I mean, and I'm not saying it's slow in the sense of lots of stuff went down.
Yeah, you know, lots of stuff happened. You know, what are you talking about?
This was a very much like a Deanna, like, she had some crazy scenes in this episode, and then we had some crazy scenes with Maggie and Aaron. But overall, when you look at the breakneck speed the first 3 episodes were at, and then last week with the flashback that still had lots and lots of just action in it.
Wait a minute. I could have swore you said last week was slow.
No. Well, No. I said some people could perceive it as being slow because it was a break from, you know, the Glenn portion of the show. And I mean, this week was more of a...
There was so much stuff that happened. I mean,
No, I'm not saying that there wasn't a lot of stuff that happened.
Listen, I mean, Denise and Tara kissed.
Got it on.
Rick and Jesse. That was, oh my God, that was a kiss.
I know.
It was about time.
Rick's ready to get it on. He hasn't got some action in a long time.
You know how long it's been? Shane was still alive, I think.
I think so, too. I mean, I don't remember any prison action for Rick.
No, because they were super pissed at each other. The whole time she was pregnant, they were pissed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So he hasn't had the sex in a really long time.
That's like at least over, let's just put it at over a year.
It's longer than that. I mean, because it was the whole time she was pregnant. Because, you know, from our calculations, basically, we thought that they did it like one time, which just covered her ass, you know, when she was pregnant with, you know, Shane's baby.
Yeah.
So all her 9 months of, you know, being pregnant. And then, you know, however old Judith is, it's been a long time. I just think it's been a long time. He deserves some action.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be quick. It's going to be some quick action for Rick. I mean, you know, ladies, I know that you know, you may think that it wouldn't go that way with Rick Grimes if you were there with him in the zombie apocalypse, but it's going to be, you know, oh, and we're done.
Did he have, like, extra blue contacts on tonight?
I wasn't looking that closely into his
eyes.
Come
on. I
love the fact
that like glowing blue.
This is the reason why people listen to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast, because the biggest revelation on the show was Maggie being pregnant, but yet the thing that Kelly wants to talk about the most
is his eyes
and how blue they were tonight.
God. Dog, they just, I mean, I was mesmerized the whole time. I'm like, "Oh, I guess there's other shit going on."
Well, Alexander Breckenridge, is that her name?
Oh, you know, we saw her at Walker Stalker Con.
Oh, man.
And she was so freaking cute. Just adorable. Was taking selfies with everybody that came up to, you know, in her line, at selfie after selfie and making cute little faces. And she is something. So, yes, you can understand completely why Rick would want to, you know, bomb shika wong wong with her.
No doubt about it. But she was on the Talking Dead afterwards. I caught just like a few seconds of it before we started podcasting. Uh-huh. And she was saying that she was worried about this, that the fans would just absolutely hate her.
Oh, there will be a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. We are shippers as well, but I don't think that we're like the crazy, like, you know, if this person's not ship with this person, then yeah, I hate will, that like, other
we
person.
Will, we will cut you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't really care about that. I mean, I'm all for Rick getting some booty. That's all that really matters. Exactly. He needs it. It's the zombie apocalypse. You got to have those de-stressing moments. And I think one's coming for him. You know, I mean, you did say there was a lot of stuff that went down in this episode, and there was a lot of stuff that was like kind of very ominous, bad foreshadowing, because I believe that Ron is the new Ollie, so fuck Ron.
Ollie.
From Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. No, I think Ron, and I think that's what's going to make the whole Jesse and Rick getting it on thing just that much worse, because her little bitch son is trying to really mess things up. It's going to be bad. I know I've used bitch twice.
Oh no, it is going to be bad. I mean, are you worried that little, you know, I was thinking about what you said, Rick.
No.
You're right. I don't know how to protect myself.
Yeah, such a lie. I was glad that at least he took the bullets out of the gun.
Yeah, I was too. I was really, really. To be like the whole time that they were standing up there, because I'm like, oh my God, they're like, all they got to do is just one subtle nudge and they're going to fall into this freaking walker bait, basically. I mean, they're going to just get devoured. I was so worried because, you know, I bring up the movie The Good Son very often because there's a scene in The Good Son. If you've never seen it, I mean, just go watch it. It's just a very traumatic experience. If you're like an 8 to 9 year old, 10 year old kid watching this movie. But yeah, there's a scene in The Good Son and somebody gets pushed off. And that's what I kept worrying about, that Ron was going to pull some shit. But
well, and to me, at first I thought he was going to say that Carl did go out there.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, great. Rick's going to rush out there without thinking, without looking, with, you know, trusting this little D-bag. Yeah, so I was glad that he didn't rush out, at least.
Yeah, I was glad that he didn't either. I mean,
I didn't realize that Enid had gone over the wall.
I didn't either. I thought they had like some other spot in the wall that they made it out of. I did not literally know that they hopped over the wall.
I thought the last thing I remembered was she was with Carl.
Yeah, well, no, she left. We knew she left.
We did.
Yeah, because, I mean, she left him the note and everything. That was the whole JSS thing.
Well, yeah, I knew she put the note underneath the door.
Yeah, she did.
But I just figured, you know, she was just making a cute little note. You know, we had this hangout time together, and here's my little note underneath the door. So, no, I didn't. I wasn't equating it to her leaving. So anyway, I wasn't missing her. I didn't have a chance to miss her because I didn't know she was gone. So,
well, this whole season has been it's kind of been all over the place with who they've been featuring in each episode.
Yeah.
I mean, cause you think that when we left off in episode 2, we had that huge, like, Daryl and Morgan episode. And then we really haven't, I mean, it's almost like Carol's hiding at this point. Like the whole, like even in this episode, the scene between Rosita and Spencer, and Carol was supposed to be the one that was relieving her, but Spencer just came anyway to relieve her. Like, that doesn't seem like a very Carol-esque thing to do, to like skimp out on her time up on the wall. It's just very weird. It's very odd. I mean, I get it. Like, they need, you know, they had to throw Spencer in there some more, because I do think that this was an episode kind of more focused on, you know, some of their stuff. Like, some, you know, like between Spencer and Deanna. I mean, it's just an episode of recouping. Like, you know, we've had so much crazy shit go down in those first couple of episodes, and you needed to have this episode to take a step back. And I mean, they do this on The Walking Dead often, where, you know, they kind of have those crazy breakneck speed episodes, and they take a moment to regroup and reassess how things are going.
Plus, it set us up for what's happening in the next few weeks as well,
yes.
Which we talked about before we started podcasting, the fact that there's only 3 more episodes in 2015.
I know. It's crazy. It goes by really quickly. I mean, so what does that put us at, like, timeline-wise? I mean, when will we be done? Walking Dead. So we got
like the first week of
the 15th,
December,
the 20th. Yeah. Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's too close. That's far, far too soon. Too soon. So,
and I know you don't normally do the story sync while you're watching.
No, I don't.
Of the things that I thought was kind of interesting, because, you know, sometimes I see some really interesting stuff. Sometimes it's just fun to, you know, answer the quizzes while you're going along. But like, you know, Deanna writing all over that blueprint of the town.
Yeah.
I mean, just furiously. And, you know, then she wrote something in Latin, and what it translated to was, "Someday this pain will be useful to you."
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. Because at first I'm like, what? Am I having a stroke?
Like, protectum te. I was like, I thought about taking a screenshot of it, like, as I was watching, but
yeah.
I was like, I can't pause this right now because I'm watching it live.
I know.
Yeah, which stinks. But she was going nuts there writing on those blueprints. And I was going to ask you, too, like, at the end of the episode, whenever she was walking, you know, and she's banging up against the fence and basically taunting the walkers, which I thought was stupid.
I didn't think she was taunting them. To me, I felt more it was like she was, you know, just, you know, like slapping at them in a very futile way. It was like, you know, Rick already told us to be quiet.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could have been that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was either a stupid move, or she was hitting it in the attempt of telling them that I'm still, you know, like, I'm here. Like,
yeah,
I'm not going
right.
anywhere. Like,
yeah.
You know, I want, you know, basically she told Rick earlier, you know, like, I want to live and everything. And, you know, and that's why she's like beating on that, like a taunting manner. But, but then that part where she's walking away, what was that blood trickling?
The wall was bleeding.
I think the
walkers are just pressing up against it so much that that's what I thought. I mean, because what else could it be? This is not a horror movie where the walls bleed and
No.
So that's what I assumed. It was just that the walkers were pressing up. I mean, there was a shit ton of walkers out there.
Yeah, no, there was definitely a lot of walkers. I just didn't know if it. I would like to see if it comes out that has some kind of significance. I mean, they definitely zoomed in on that shot. Like,
it was very quick.
This isn't good. But I was like, at first, I was thinking, okay, did she walk under where Spencer was? Because I keep thinking Spencer's going to off himself. I mean, he is getting the biggest guilt trip of all guilt trips at this point, of, you know, not just owning up and saying that, hey, Morgan was the one that took out the guy in the truck. It wasn't me. I was a big vagina face. And
no, but he did. He was the one that shot the guy in the truck as the truck was coming towards the wall. So he would have, if he hadn't have shot and killed the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did shoot him, mm-hmm. but whenever he turned into a walker, right? Morgan
right.
was the one that took out the walker.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so he halfway did it. He halfway did something, but certainly not enough to pipe up and be like, you know, you people can't take this food. This is, you know, we've got to keep this for everybody else. And then he proceeds to get wasted and eat the food.
Yeah, when he pulled the potato chips out, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And it was like Pringles, which, you know, is in high demand.
Once you pop, you can't stop on those Pringles.
I appreciated the fact that he actually, you know, at least tried to say something to, I mean, all those people they turn on each other very quickly in Alexandria. That's what it seemed like to me in this episode. I mean,
yeah.
a lot of people immediately finger pointing. I'm in it for me. You know, not
what
not,
would you do?
Well, I would listen to anything that Rick said.
Oh yeah, you're like, if Rick tells me to eat, I'll eat.
If I'll
Rick
eat.
Doesn't
if
tell
not,
me to eat, then I don't eat today.
Hey, you like him skinny? I'm skinny. Whatever you want. So.
Oh man. So okay. So for you, I mean, does this mean you absolutely love the episode?
I thought it was a great episode. Yeah. Okay. I thought there was a lot of stuff that interesting stuff that happened. I mean, the whole Aaron and Maggie going down into the sewer. Those sewer walkers were amazing.
Yeah,
I was
really
terrified
cool.
the whole time because I just knew Aaron was going to bite it. I really figured they were going to kill him because they were, you know, he had apologized to everybody and he was feeling, you know, really guilty. And I'm just thinking, oh, they're setting us up. They're gonna kill him.
That would have sucked.
That would have sucked huge. Do you think Aaron is going to sort of kind of be like, you know, a daddy to that baby now?
I don't know. I mean, I certainly think that he will be, you know, a good father figure for Maggie's baby, Maggie and Glenn's baby. And I like that he's interacting more with Maggie now because mm-hmm. it does seem like, you know, it's been tough in these couple of episodes. You know, there's been a lot of characters that we just really haven't got to spend a lot of time with. And Aaron's definitely been one of those characters that we like so much so early.
Right.
Whenever, you know, we first met him in season 5, we're like, oh my God, you know, this new character, Aaron, he's awesome and everything. And we just haven't got to spend a whole lot of time with him. So it was nice getting
I feel
to see
bad
those two together.
How guilty he feels.
Yeah, I know. Like, bro, like it's...
Yeah, I mean,
you
it's...
You didn't do that.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, I mean, maybe there was a map in there. But I mean, still, even if they had pictures of the inside, you remember how crappy those pictures were.
Yeah, they were horrible.
They had like no people in them.
Right.
It was just random, you know, shots of a wall and could have been any wall, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily remember a map being there. And yeah, blaming himself for the fact that, you know, he just wanted to find food and get back. And Daryl was the one that wanted to, you know, help people and everything. Yeah, I felt really bad for him in this episode for feeling bad like that and feeling guilty that he was the one that caused everything at Alexandria. I mean, to be totally honest, we could still you could argue on whether or not it was Morgan is the reason why that they got to Alexandria.
Right.
So, which, you know,
that's another thing that's just stupid to. I mean, it was something that was kicked around either one. Which one did you blame? Morgan, did you blame Aaron?
Yeah.
And obviously, you can't blame either one of them.
Well, you can blame them, but just
no,
not completely,
that's,
I don't think.
Well, I mean, it's okay. So it's like, do you blame Deanna because she had this, you know, pie in the sky idea of what Alexandria could be and that, you know, that they didn't have a more realistic viewpoint? Or she didn't have him with what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I mean, like she didn't have the Alexandrians prepared.
Right,
for
they weren't
things
trained.
That would come.
And, right, and hanging out on the wall, and you know, shooting everybody that came up, and so
exactly.
I mean, is it her fault?
That person walked up, blammo, you're dead.
Oh, dang, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. You're dead. Yeah, no, that's true. It's very true. And I mean, to some extent, you know, you could. I don't know. You could blame pretty much anybody that you wanted to blame.
Is it Rick's fault because he brought his group there?
Yeah, exactly.
And everything was great prior to that.
Yeah, and I mean, it was his grand idea to go off and do all this. So, I mean, technically, Rick got Glenn killed.
Oh, yeah. Great.
not really.
And then he's hanging out and, you know, making out with Jesse.
And about to bang it out with Jesse. Yeah, while Glenn's like, hey, bro, mm-hmm. you remember that time I saved your ass?
Yeah, remember? Weren't you going to come get me?
Yeah. There was somebody that posted a meme of that, and I absolutely loved it. I don't know if I saved it on this phone or which one.
Or
other
phone.
I know, these stupid two phones. Yeah, I don't know if this is exactly what he said in that episode between Rick and Glenn. Why'd you stick your neck out for me? Call it foolish. naive hope that if I'm ever that far up shit creek, somebody might do the same for me.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. So, and then it's, of course, that picture of freaking the Walker mob all over the top of Glenn. So it doesn't piss you off at all that this is two episodes now, which I only, to be fair, I only count really one episode.
This episode.
This episode that we got nothing on Glenn. Like, so does it not piss you off at all? Or, I mean, are you, you know, because it is, it doesn't even look like next week we're going to get any resolution on Glenn either.
Well, and that was something I saw on Twitter. Is Glenn going to be the new Sophia? Are we going to spend, you know, an entire season looking in the woods?
But they didn't even look at all.
Well, I know. But, you know, crap is happening very quickly. So I don't, I'm still fine. Okay. I'd like to know, but I'm still fine. I'm intrigued enough with what's going on that I'm good. Are you not?
Well, of course not. Glenn's my favorite character.
I mean, oh, I know.
Get the show on the road, people. Okay, I want to know if Glenn's alive or if he's dead. Just like Maggie said, you know, if he's dead, I don't want to be waiting around. And that's how I feel right now. Is I'm like, I'm in mourning without even actually knowing if I should be in mourning right now. And it, you know, it's beginning to weigh on my mind a little bit, my heart. You know, my heart's getting heavy.
All right.
Waiting on Glenn to come back.
I think we felt very sure last week that he was still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, now how are you feeling? Now that we know Maggie is pregnant, and in the Walking Dead world, there is no happy ending for anyone. Yeah. And that would be too, you know, well, they'd be too happy.
She wiped his name off the wall.
Right. They also wiped Nicholas's name off the wall, which we know Nicholas is dead.
Yeah, we know Nicholas, unless it was some, you know,
the blood spatter from the gun in his brain, yeah. I would assume is death.
I think Nicholas is definitely a goner. They can go ahead and write his name.
Yeah.
On the wall.
But I was proud of her for going back and taking the name off. I thought they were a little too quick. To put it on there in the first place.
Oh, yeah, to put it on there, yeah, for sure. Stupid Alexandrians.
Yeah.
His name on the wall.
I mean, because we didn't see Daryl's name wasn't on there.
No.
Abraham's name wasn't on there.
Sasha's name wasn't on there.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
They're just trying to make us cry.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not fun at all. One other thing that I had to point out. That I kept waiting for somebody, one of the Alexandrians. I guess technically Francine kind of stepped up and said something. But when Rick is like telling them how it is about the fact that these walkers are attacking and, you know, I know you've never seen anything like this before. I mean, if it was me, I'd have been like, hey, man, we just had people trying to hack us to bits.
Yeah,
a few minutes ago, buddy.
Yeah, like, dude, you weren't here.
Yeah, while you're off hanging out, going for a nice run, exactly. We're getting our faces hacked off and people are eating us.
Right, you got your cardio in.
Yeah, well, why don't you go get on the treadmill some more, bitch?
Yeah. Boy, he barely made it. Another 100 feet and he would not have made it back to town.
No, he would not have. Yeah, I mean, I wrote down, I just said, holy shit.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, I fully anticipated this episode to be another, like, just balls to the wall episode with that opening, with Rick just, like, running down.
Right.
I still want to know what happened to the RV. That was a little bit
he got left
weird.
Behind.
Yeah, no, but the timing of everything. I'm ready to see these episodes all in a row. And, like, I wish somebody would piece them together where it was, like, this happened. You know, like, A, B, C, D, E, like, all these events in chronological order. Because the way that it left off with the RV and now him running, that just seems a little bit, like, there's something that happened in the timeline that's a little bit funky. I don't know what it is, but maybe you're right. Maybe the RV just it just croaked and he had to hoof it the rest of the way.
It would not start.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't remember that the RV wouldn't start, but
Yeah, when we left him last before the Morgan episode, he had killed all the wolves, and he was, you know, he was going crazy trying to get that thing to start and get it to start, and it wouldn't. And all these walkers are coming in on the RV, you know, and it's like, oh, great.
That's right. Okay, I do remember that now. And yeah, it was about to, yeah, and that's right, because we had that awesome cliffhanger scene where all the walkers are like, yeah, coming together on right. where the RV is. I guess, right. yeah, I guess he just hoofed it. And yeah, that's why he barely made it back. Okay, before we wrap up the podcast, because we're going to come back and we're going to have like a full on blown out. We've watched the episode multiple times. Right. We'll try and get somebody else on here with us, and we'll go through our top three and whatnot. But something that I want to throw out to you, and I want to throw out to all of our listeners, because we want these by the time that we do our full podcast recap, we want to know, what would you name Maggie and Glenn's baby? I want some names. Hopefully some funny names.
Well, I mean, the first one that comes to mind, of course, is Herschel.
That's not funny. That's
I know.
Depressing.
That's sweet. I mean, and I didn't have time for funny.
Herschel Yun?
His last name is Ree. Glenn Ree.
Oh, duh. Duh. I'm combining them. That's how much I love Steven. And then plus somebody corrected us on Facebook how to pronounce his last name.
Is it not Ree?
No. His name is Ree. Yes. So Herschel Ree. Yes. No. His actual real name. Steven's last name. Steven Yun. So I was saying Steven Yun or something like that. I don't know. It's on Facebook. Somebody corrected us. And I appreciate it because even though they corrected us, I probably still don't remember how to pronounce it from whenever they correct, you know, gave us the correct pronunciation.
Hey, once we get it in our brain, we're lucky to remember a name, period.
Exactly. So. Tonight, I was like, okay, what
is her name? I mean, how many times did you text me? What's her name? What's his name?
Like, I was like, I forgot Ron's name. I forgot Denise's name.
I know.
I mean, we got two people getting fresh in this episode. Denise with Tara and Jesse with Rick, and I forgot Denise's name. So, didn't see that one coming with her and Tara, but, you know, hey, I'm glad for Tara.
I had felt some interesting chemistry.
Oh, okay.
And, but I didn't see it coming either. But no. I just thought, you know, they're a little, they're cute.
Yeah, they make a cute couple. Yeah.
So.
I mean, Eugene, we haven't seen much of him in this whole season other than getting knocked on his butt and being, I don't know, not that he wanted to do anything.
Well, so, at least the hair is intact.
The hair is intact.
That's super important.
Yeah. I'm ready for them to give Eugene some more stuff to do. The dude is a badass in the comic book.
I want a whole episode just devoted to him.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to get an Abraham episode, and I'm kind of I'll probably talk about that with you in our full podcast because I think some things are going to come for one of our most beloved characters. So, and I don't think they're going to be good.
Well, but I kind of think that Rosita and Spencer kind of seem like they may hook up. So
it's kind of looking that way. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Spencer came up there when Rosita was crying, and we haven't seen her and Abraham completely patch things up, it seems since everything went awry last season. But or maybe the hell that was like season before last. Good Lord. Have they not patched things up since then?
No, it was the last season.
Oh, it was last season?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Well, they need to patch things up completely. Abraham needs some loving, too. That's why he's out there trying to act a fool, because he needs to get some action. All right, well, let's wrap this up. Do you have any final thoughts?
No, I need to watch it again.
I do, too. I do know that Fallout 4, good God, that looks amazing. Oh. Man, that game's going to be so much fun. It comes out this Tuesday.
You say that because the commercial played during the original broadcast. That and what was the one that I sent you a text about? I can't remember, or tweet about. I can't remember. There wasn't something else that played. It was I think it was seems like it was the other video game.
Call of Duty?
I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. Lots of video games were looking good.
Yes.
So I
we
Target
watched,
has a buy two, get one free sale.
Oh, really?
Glorious. Yes. Fallout 4 for me.
And what are you getting for me?
And Tomb Raider. What am I getting for you?
No, thanks. Those are all for you. Thanks. I appreciate the love.
Maybe I'll get you Fallout 4 for just for fun. So
I want the game. Yes. We watched the movie Max.
Oh God! Why did I watch a depressing movie?
Yeah, it was very depressing. But the dog looks just like the dog in Fallout 4. I think
actually
I don't know, because maybe the one in Fallout 4 is more German Shepherd-y.
Yeah, the one in Fallout 4 is definitely a German Shepherd. But no, yeah. So is Max. No, Max was a
Belgian Malinois.
Oh, well, that's too fancy for me.
I mean, it's pretty much a shepherd, but it's just a little different.
That sounds like fancy dong.
It is very fancy
dog name right there. Yes, fancy schmancy. All right, well, let's wrap this up and go to bed.
All right.
Hope everybody has a fantastic rest of your weekend. It'll be Monday-ish by the time you listen to this. So hope your Monday back at work doesn't suck.
Yeah, I have a feeling mine will.
Mine's going to be rough too. So all right. Well, let us know all your thoughts on this week's episode of The Walking Dead. Give us your best names. Baby names for Glenn and Maggie, and we'll read all of them on our full podcast therapy that is coming later on this week. Hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye-bye,
y'all. Oh, you got to email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com.
Oh, that would be important.
Or Facebook and Twitter. It's The Walking Naked.
Okay.
All those things. Do the things.
All right, what's my name?
Your name's Kelly.
Okay, yay. Good job.
I'm Justin. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Share with you my story. Would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something.